Those were the ancient powers of Sigrana, powers beneath the powers, Chell says. You think that when Sigrana chose you, she did not know that such a choice would come before you? She knew that you would have the will to grasp the power, says the Yuvovo seer. That was the prerequisite which she could not be sure I was capable of. Chell smiles. You see? All events are balanced at this point, this fulcrum, and the fulcrum is you. Through the Keeper, through you, the Zirrodin and Sigrana will attain their fusion, and through you, the ancient powers beneath the powers will be focused. He closes his eyes suddenly, and a grimace of pain passes across his features. Time is against me. Enemies gather nearby. You know what must be done. The sacrifice will not be for nothing. But what is it that I must do? He was gone, and she felt herself draw back, loosely gliding like a leaf in the grip of a determined breeze. Veils of images fluttered by as she passed by all the pains and angers and sufferings of so many people, on Darien and in the ships fighting above the skies. All that anguish and rage feeding itself like a circulating fountain of deadly poison. Then she was standing on the leafy roof of the Dream Palace with the fragrance of the wallflowers filling her head. The time is now. There is no better time. I think I'm ready, she said. Mind you, I've said that before and been shown the error of my ways. Even before she finished the sentence, the air was full of glowing blue motes that emerged from the walls and the floor and descended from the pillared heights, swirling round her, sinking into her form. Her senses seemed to open like doors, and the immensity of Sigrana rushed majestically in to enfold her. Her awareness stretched out, branched and subdivided, and expanded until she realized that it was time to reach downward and inward for that ancient power of powers. This power exists for a reason, as it did in the time of the Forerunners. They knew that the war had to be won, and they knew that if all else failed, a great sacrifice would be needed. It was not needed then, but it is needed now.
This is a hard thing to face, she said. How can you... Past mirrors future, mirrors present, but never perfectly, said Sigrana. The floors are the seeds around which great beauty can grow.
Around her, the force of Sigrana entwined while the gleaming, shining motes of the Zirrodin swam through them both. In her awareness, she seemed to be standing over a fracture in the forest floor at the deepest, most lightless part of Sigrana, her hand reaching down, beckoning, urging the powers of the ancients to arise.
Past mirrors future.
Future mirrors present.
The power surged, and she felt its near inchoate nature threaten to burst forth, uncontrolled, unfocused. But she tamed it, channeled it, formed it into something like restraint, something like a purpose, hot and destructive.
Well done,